Would you turn, please, to the book of Leviticus, chapter 2? Leviticus 2, verse 6. Thou shalt part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is a meal offering. Chapter 7, verse 11. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Chapter 28. Verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of God. 16, 14. Jesus appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. Berated them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. He said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. My name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They take up serpents, and they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. Before, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 1. As many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee, in most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Chapter 24. Behold, I say the promise of my Father unto you, but be in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. Reading verses 14 to 18. in the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man in God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. 20, verse 30. Many times truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. 21. There are all many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Those who had the qualifications to be for priests at the age of five, service at the age of five. Why that 5 years intensive training was necessary to enter into the service. Reasons that might be ventured at the offerings. Their skills, the priest had a master butcher. Chapter 2, there we go, there about the meal offering, but I'm sure about all the activities of the priest, thou part it in pieces. Or surgeon, as you or I might do, but God has been fit to implant in the Word of God that special care had to be in the type, be something even greater in the fulfillment in the person of Christ. From that little verse in Leviticus 2, these two things. Thou shalt part it, that verb, to part, is the nice skill of the experienced surgeon. The fact that the application of oil was absolutely essential to the gods, and surely we God and this in that a parting into four pieces, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we couldn't stand as fully in any other way. Exercises this week, as time has admitted, has been to see the skill of the Lord in a certain incidents, or in relation to any incident, in a particular gospel. It's a good way to read the gospel and again and again, to say a spirit has seemed to include an incident in a particular gospel in the light of the major teaching in the gospel. What have I to learn about that by the inclusion or exclusion of a particular incident? And we've done that from time to time. Reading the scriptures, studying the studying ghost teachers for 70 years and enjoying every minute of it. Not. However, obviously gained in the enjoyment of that which gives us the detail of things concerning himself, where we are independent, able to enjoy things of our own account, we shall ever be indebted to the power of the Holy Spirit to reveal to us, to make it plain to bring us into the good, to help us into the enjoyment of that which to us the Word of God makes plain.
Yeah.
That's the reason I read that little bit extract from the law of the peace offerings. Our souls in the Gospel by Luke. The beginning to the end of that thing would be born. Birth. Ever in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Ghost was seen to be controlling, empowering everything that occurred. A mark of the dependent manhood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that everything was under the control and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Leviticus then tells us, among other things, that which made available for the end of God and his sons, the offerer and his companions, all that was made available for their blessing and enjoyment for every party was all by the oil, which tells us of the powerful apprehension of all that is divine, the power of the Holy Spirit. Good. Come together and learn from others of things that they've observed in Holy Scripture over the years, making it easier for us who follow on behind. But when all that in their maturity to us was written earlier days, has been made good to them in the faith of their own souls, and they are now able to share it with us. And as long as the Lord is us here, generation will seed generation. Commit that they might teach others also. But however detail, however many books upon our shelves, good books, or that we read them more, we turn back Holy Scripture of truth, and the only apprehension is the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Study, following on from where we ended our reading this afternoon, and consider, is the personal ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ included in the Gospel? If so, why? If not, why not? And again, the Holy Spirit might make it good to our souls. Let us apply our renewed minds in the recognition that only the Holy Spirit can make it good to us. Matthew chapter 1. The book of Jesus Christ, son of David, the son of Abraham. Oh, let us, in simplicity, again hear the words of Zechariah the prophet, the synods of people, behold thy king. Ourselves tells us about the regal dignity and the majesty, one of whom the text of the Bible says, born king. There we have it. No need for guessing. King. Fulfillment of script to the nation of Israel who were conversant with their scriptures, that it might be fulfilled as the scripture says. And indeed, again, if you look at, there will be seven scriptures which are clearly fulfilled in the first 3.5 chapters of Matthew. Quite clear, no difficulty, the renewed mind accepts it. The true son of David, the king of Israel. Is the ascent here or not? Let us look at chapter 28. The commission, although the commission in each of the synoptic gospels is entirely in line with the presentation. What relationship with the Messiah has to go out unto all nations? Verse 19 says, that they might go up of the final full revelation of God, which we have in Christianity, the name and of the Holy Ghost. Where the verses of the Godhead are seen to be acting in concert, something special is under consideration. And here we have it. Of the Christian revelation, God has now fully declared himself Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But know what it is, that the one who was designed to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Lord of the universe, seen in an exalted position at the end of the gospel on a mountaintop, still upon earth. Fitting that the one who was designed to rule through the nation of Israel, out to the nations of those who should be saved, that here we have a little picture in miniature, once again, of his exaltation, but still upon earth, appropriate to the revelation of the sovereign. If we want another word, instead of king, think of the word sovereign, the gospel by Mark. The beginning of the gospel says, Christ, Son of God. Again, my servant. At the outset, perfect servant. As seen as is the Son of God. What dignity adds to every service that he fulfills in whichever of the offices we thought about this afternoon. Is the trace a perfect servant? Does that climax, does that culminate in the ascension? Oh yes, it does. Chapter. The Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven. Other terminus could there be for that life of purpose of the perfect servant other than glory at the right hand of God? The only for that life of devoted service. From there, directing those who were given the privilege and responsibility of continuing his work here upon earth until his coming. And so we read, they went forth preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Another touch we have this afternoon. The one who has all things under control, the Lord. The Lord directs the servants. How long? That perfect service does not come to an end, but after death, resurrection ends in glory at the right hand of God. The Gospel by John. If Matthew and in Mark, the servant, here in all his son, the Gospel, a prologue. The prologue is taken with wonderful detail that by the Spirit John was led to give at the end of the first century AD, taking account of the other gospel records, taking account of problems that had arisen, difficulties that had to be dealt with, to complement the other gospel records. Or again, the wisdom of God. Here was a piece. The Holy Spirit said, may be included in the canon of Scripture. Before that little verse, Titus 2, chapter verse 6, has to say, of the meal offering, the life of the perfect man on earth did not have proper balance until the Gospel of John was added to the others, telling us about his full worth. Anything to him who ever dwells in the bosom of the Father. No need any detailed account of that which seems to be a filling out in the other Gospels. That's all I have to say about John. Personal worth. The Gospel. If we are to understand any person, it's by believing on his name. What a vast involved in being brought to him, faith of our souls, as we learn from chapter 1, by faith, through relationship with the Son of God. No need for the ascension of our Lord. But let us turn, lastly, just for a moment, to the gospel we've been looking at during the week. Not now the servant, not now the Son in his personal glory, but the subject man. For in order to set forth an orderly declaration of the things which are most surely believed among us. Let us not be ashamed. Let us not shirk from being clear in our thinking, clear in the expression of the things most sure believed among us. Luke's responsibility under the control of the Holy Spirit was to give out an orderly declaration of the things most surely believed among us. In Luke is a moral order. In passing, let us remind ourselves, in Matthew, telling us about the relationship of the Lord Jesus, the special relationship to the nation of Israel, the order is a dispensational order. We can tell, gives us the chronological order of things as they occurred. The Gospel by Luke gives the moral order. He groups things where there are moral lessons that we need to learn. What is right according to God? Right things to do, to avoid coming to a right moral judgment in the light of what he has revealed. There is a moral order. Of course, John, speaking of his personal worth, gives us things according to the heart of God, and that is the order of divine love in the fourth gospel. But here in Luke, it's a moral order. Now, chapter 24. Yes, we begin. Well, while the fact that God goes over the wall, over the boundaries of the nation of Israel, out to the Gentile nations, we still see the spiritual of the nation of Israel, not able to function before God as a priestly company. And we find this dumb priest before God. When we come to the end, again, wrong is put right. That which is right is displayed. No better example of the moral gospel in that Zacharias, having served his purpose, and then at the end of the gospel, we get this picture in miniature, this little cameo of priestly service as intended to be before the living God. He led them out. These are my Luke. But certainly seven times we learn that he's led. The subject man allows himself, first example, to be led into the temptations of the wilderness. And then he allowed them to live, to be crucified. 1, where we get the prophetic account, there is a verse which tells us that those who have refused him, verse 4, they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. The nation which crucified him would themselves be led into captivity. Verse 50, he led them out. In picture of his wonderful priestly grace. A reminder in these readings, after the seven that speak of him and his perfection, both blessing and justice are based upon the death